This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really. Head over to the website. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can sign up for our weekly email blast. That's always cool. Or if you're more of a text alert kind of person, just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Look. Some of you ordered masks. We were having a heck of a time getting them. All right? We got a first few, and then that was it. And since the masks have started to go out, is my understanding, if you ordered a mask and you didn't get one, please, please, please let me know so I can make it right. I don't want anybody, you know, I know it's only $15. Some people, it's a lot of money. Some people, it's nothing. But I don't want anybody to feel like they've been taken advantage of ever. Okay? So, again, if you didn't get a mask and you ordered one, you paid for it, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Other than that, you can also order one now if you want to. Go over to the store, therealside.com store. There's masks in there. I wish I had one. I don't have one on me. I'll do it tomorrow night. But it says, you know, Trump 2020, keeping us safe and great. And I'll tell you what, I've been wearing them everywhere. And I get thumbs up at drive-thrus, you know, drive-in windows. I've been wearing them in the stores. I've been wearing them all over the place, frankly. And I think I only had one person who went off on me in the parking lot. Again, you look at this stuff, and you say to yourself, I mean, how does a mask, how does the name Trump make you nuts? I mean, seriously, I mean, unless... I think, and I was not like this before, but as I see it go down more and more and more, things go down, I think they're petrified of him. I think they're petrified of Trump. I think that's why they had to make Barr look terrible, even though they you know, A.G. Barr, they confirmed him before. This shouldn't have been a big deal. Same thing with Kavanaugh. Right? So here you have three people that they tried to tear apart. We can get to Flynn and the rest of those guys afterward, but for now, when you look at people in these positions, they knew what it meant. They knew what could happen. They knew what it meant. And he is just overturning or turning up all this filth, the scum from underneath the rocks. Okay. While you're watching these streets ablaze, do you know what's going on in Iran? Do you know what's going on with the sex slave trade here in this country? Do you know what's going on in the pedophile world? Have you heard anything about Epstein? You see where I'm going with all this? And then to tell you mistruths and misinformation to try to draw your attention, draw your concern? Don't let them do it. Stay focused. One of the things I learned after doing the show for a few years was when I would have people on, when I would be interviewing somebody, I would not let them go somewhere else. I would pull them back. Because they're good at that. That's the way they get you off task. I think I told you shortly after Tammy and I got married, we took a, what do you call it, parenting class? We took it for a lot of reasons. It wasn't because we were bad parents or whatever. But we took the class. And the best thing I got out of that class, you know, having four kids, you can only imagine that several times somebody would say, well, you let so-and-so do it. What about so-and-so? And how come so-and-so gets to do this? And they taught us a very important word in the class. They used to say, don't let them distract you. It's very common for kids to do that in families where there's more than one sibling. You look at them, you don't respond to the question. You simply say, nevertheless, I told you to pick up your room. But you let Mary keep her room. Nevertheless, go pick up your room. We didn't allow them to yank us in that direction. Don't allow these people to treat you like children and yank you in this direction. All right? When they say to you that they're all about law and order, then why aren't you arresting these protesters? Why aren't we looking at these cameras of these, you know, the bricks that are being dropped everywhere? Now, some of you, I did at first. I poo-pooed it as well. All right? But we're seeing pallets of bricks dropped off in strategic places. You're seeing bricks and containers dropped off with water bottles. They didn't just materialize. God isn't making them materialize everywhere for the rioters. And then on top of that, you have people that are beating old women. So why aren't we using the cameras, the security cameras in those areas that we had to have, the phone information we have from where those people are at and not at? Why aren't we using that information to put these people in jail? I don't care what you're protesting. I don't care what you're rioting about. When you start beating old women, you know what you deserve? You deserve to be put in a room with a bunch of cons whose moms died violently. Let's see how that works out for you. You can't be more of a coward than to be beating on an old lady. You can't be more than a coward. That guy that was putting pepper spray directly in that little kid's face. Yeah, the parents should get slapped upside the head for bringing their kids and something like that. But What kind of girly man are you that you grab a kid, hold her arms, and spray pepper spray in her face? You don't even understand the disdain I have for these people. There's words I could use, but I couldn't come back on the air tomorrow. I know you're not listening to the show, but if somebody takes a clip of this and knows who they are and sends it to them, from me to you, you're a coward. You're nothing but a coward, a little girly coward, and I would love to run into you on the street. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a play. Sometimes I got to respond or I'll lose my mic. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Be involved. Be engaged. Get involved in the conversation, whether it's in the chat room or however you do it. You can text me. You can tweet. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want to text me, it's really simple, but you got to go get the app. We have an app on an Android app and Apple app, and please, please, please get involved, get engaged, and I would appreciate it tremendously. Anyhow, I want to get back to this because I know we're going to, I will anyway, we'll eventually here run out of time. So when you look at everything that's going on out there today, what would you, and I just saw somebody sent me a notice from a school district, elementary school. And the whole elementary school, this particular district, I'm not telling you who they are, but this whole district is far left progressive. And they're talking about the inequities and the injustices done that our kids have to deal with, and they're there to help. So in other words, what they're saying is, everything that's going on is right, and you need to explain to your kids about the inequities and all that. This is not for a school district to do. Parents know what they want to tell the kids. They know how they'll ask for help if they need it. You know? Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure. The when you look at the numbers, the real numbers, and I wish people would really get involved to the point where they look at this stuff and pay attention to this. I thought it was really interesting. Joe Biden said that Joe Biden should Joe Biden said that Trump should have read his Bible. This was the guy that couldn't come. Remember, he couldn't remember what all people were created equal because of whatever. Remember that comment? Totally lost. And then the Dems are so upset about the president holding up a Bible, yet not a word about the thugs who tried to burn down the church. Not a big deal, right? We can arrest cops, we can arrest moms in parks, we can arrest dads playing ball. Well, people going to church. But we're for smashing skulls in the seat, in the streets, right? Got the windows, smashing windows, all that other stuff. It's a problem, right? They don't think so. They think that's fine. That's exactly how you should be acting right now because you're upset. Can you imagine if I was upset and I was going to go, I don't know, start smashing up windows and stuff? How do you think that would go over? I mean, really, how well do you think that would go over? You think they would let me just do it and I wouldn't get any trouble for it? I got to tell the board up, have your finger on the button, because I know I heard this, but I don't know. Hopefully, I got them all out. I cleaned it up. Anyway, here's a young man just talking about why they're destroying his community. They have no place to go now. They have no place to buy shoes. They have no place to buy, I don't want to say pants or anything like that, pharmacies. All of that stuff is gone. What is wrong with these people? Seriously. Maybe I'll give you some volume.
Violence. This is the aftermath of wreckage. This is the aftermath of pain. This. All around me. This. Liquor store. Gone. Palm store down there. Gone. AutoZone. Burned to the ground. This police station that is supposed to keep people safe can now no longer keep the community safe. Now the community no longer has any protection. And for what? What is the point of all of this wreckage? What is the point of all of this hurt and all of this pain? I was just talking to somebody that's local.
You got to love this guy. He's willing to put it out there. He's tired of the garbage, and he's willing to put it out there. He say, what are you people doing? Why? What does this prove? What does this serve? Do you know what I'm saying? He's right on with this. Listen to this guy.
To this neighborhood. And she told me that now she doesn't have a grocery store. And now they don't have an auto parts store. And now they don't have a liquor store. And they don't have a pawn shop. And they don't have so many small businesses that put their blood, sweat, and tears and their entire livelihoods into building up. They put so much time and energy and money and resources into this neighborhood to build it up for years, possibly a decade to build.
I want you to think about this. I love this guy. And because he's so articulate, he's laying out a case, but he's so right. You talk about those protesters. Matter of fact, most of the people talking in those protests were young white punks. You know what they were talking about. They've never seen adversity. Most of those people had $200 sneakers on, for God's sakes. A lot of those kids in Antifa, they come from rich white families. What were they doing there? And again, I'm going to say the cowards. They wouldn't wear masks or anything. But think about what he's saying. These people in this community have gone out of their way, and I don't care if it's an Armenian community, an Italian community, a black community, an Asian community, whatever it is. They've gone out of their way to clean the neighborhood up, to get these stores to come in. It's a lot of work to get stores to come into these communities, especially when they've already been burned down three or four times. Police station. He understands the value of a police station. There are actually Democrats calling for the defunding of police departments. Are we serious? They're going to have social justice teams go running in when there's an issue. Let's see how that works out for you when you have a domestic violence dispute and there's guns flying everywhere. Oh, yeah, you'll ban those, too. That's right. And then they won't be able to get them anywhere. But he's right. They have worked. And what happened? A bunch of white folks who don't even live there came in and ripped the place apart. And that's okay. And I'm really, what does this do for the black, and I'm doing this on purpose, by the way, so don't get upset. What does this do for the black man that was killed? His name is going to become a thing of the past because of this damage. If you don't think so, mark it down. Mark my words.
That up so that it can all be destroyed over the course of three or four nights. For what? Is that for justice? Is that for black lives? Because you're destroying more black lives with all of this destruction than you're helping by protesting.
This guy is so right on. You gotta go look at these people. I got more coming up. Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is slamming the mayor of New York City for not taking him up on his offer of reinforcements to handle violent protests. Cuomo says New York has handled these kinds of situations before. His criticism started with Mayor Bill de Blasio, who feels that city police is enough. He says the mayor
underestimates the scope of the problem. I think he underestimates the duration of the problem.
Then Cuomo says the 38,000-strong NYPD did not stop the looters.
Use 38,000 people and protect property.
The governor says he offered the National Guard, but de Blasio refused. Given that, he says changes in response are needed to stop the destruction. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly, simply being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. We're talking about what's going on in the protest. Everybody's talking about the protest. I get it. But, you know, I want you to hear what the black community is saying. With people in the black community that really, look, anything you say, you're going to sound, they're going to try to make you sound like a racist, right? We have an articulate black man here who's telling you a story. That's not it at all. He's telling it in such a fashion. Well, there's no real emotion in it. It's a matter of fact. He's articulating the fact that we came in here, we cleaned up, we made this place our community. We made it a great place to be. They love their community. And now a bunch of protesters come in, rioters, not protesters, let's be honest about it. You know, somebody's saying, what's the limit? What is the protest limit, if you would? And I'm sitting here saying to myself, you know, that's not a bad question to ask. What is the limit? What are you willing to accept as a protest? So I kept saying, trying to run it in my head, what would I put up, what would I get irritated about, well, what would get my attention, right? When, not smashing the windows, not wearing masks, not throwing Molotov cocktails, not doing any of those things. You wouldn't lay in the street, what's the cause, what's the thing, right? Is it there's too much traffic, they're building too many houses, whatever the thing you're in, make it so relational, so it makes sense. You got a guy with a bullhorn who wants to tell a message at the red light? Have a bunch of people lay down in the street or something, or sit in the street while you tell your 2 or 3 minute message. Get your point across. People will be irritated, but they'll deal with that, and they'll remember that more than anything else. Once you tee them off in their cars, you start kicking their car, smashing their window, keeping them from getting to work. They're sitting there. They don't care what your cause is. All they know is you made them late for work. And now their boss is mad. They're mad. And they don't care what your cause is. And some of you go, well, you're more worried about your precious little job. Yeah, because you don't have one. Maybe if you learned how to take care of yourself, got some responsibility, took care of your family, it'd be a whole different animal now, wouldn't it? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I want to put this guy back on because, God, I really appreciate what he's saying. And I'm going to apologize in advance. I went through some of these videos. I tried to clean them up. If I miss a word, I am sorry. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, let's see. Where are you? Right there.
Then you're helping by protesting. You want to make this about black lives? You want to talk about black lives? Think about all of the people who sacrificed their black lives to build up their dreams here. Think about all the black lives that live in this neighborhood that now don't have a grocery store to go to, that now don't have a Target to go to, that now don't have a gym to go to, that now don't have anywhere to work out, that now don't have anything. Think about those black lives the next time you go out destroying, the next time you go out looting, the next time you react in violence against injustice. I understand injustice. I understand hurt. I understand violence, and I understand pain, but this is not the way. This is not the way. This is not the way.
I love this guy. Sorry, love this guy. You know what I'm saying? Because here he is, laying it out, telling you why it's bad. Not, that's bad. What you're doing is terrible. It's bad. It's making us look bad. It's bad. No. He made a point to saying, there are people, now, unless you've never been in business, you don't get this. But there are people saved all their lives. Probably worked two or three jobs, some of them. I know plenty of people in my life that didn't start their own business till the kids were grown. Because they didn't want it to hurt their kids. I had a different viewpoint. Some people do. Right? But they saved. They scrimped. They worked hard. And they put all that money, like the guy that was crying about the fact that, what did they do? They ripped his, tore his business apart that he just finished putting together after years of saving money, after working hard on it, a black business, a black-owned business in a black community. And they, I'd be mad if I was them, bunch of white punks who claimed they were just protesting, tore it down. I don't care how much crack you smoke. I don't care how many times you've been hit by a car. You know, in the head. This doesn't make any sense. This can't make any sense. There's no way you can justify. No way to justify this. Okay? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spent. I may play this one after the break. But where's the one with the older woman? Right? That poor woman, she was in tears. She was so upset because she couldn't even go shopping anymore. And it wasn't because she didn't have any money. Right? It was the biggest reason was because they burnt down all the stores that she could walk to. They're that simple. They burned down the stores. So it's good to see somebody just sent me this link, and I really appreciate you guys doing this. And I can't always get to it, but I do my best. Right? The fellow who, the one that is, I told you, he busted hump. Put all the money he could aside to build his little bar, and I don't say that begrudgingly, build his little bar and what have you. Now, somebody did a GoFundMe for him, and the goal was $30,000 to help him get rolling forward, do what he needed to do. He got almost $100,000. God bless him. God bless those of you who got behind him. All right? I'm not joking. I'm serious. This is great. anyway, and there's a GoFundMe account for bail money. So if you're using GoFundMe and they're getting paid, go somewhere else. Don't support these people. I should say, don't support these animals. I don't know how that works. I don't know how you make that happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Most people are donating. I mean, just some small, $15, $20. These guys need to know they're not alone. These guys need to know that there's people out there that care about them and don't agree with what went down. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just irritating as heck. That's all. And the more I see of this stuff, the more I don't get it. I do not get how you, unless you really just have, you don't care about anything. That's a whole different story, right? And then they're all excited over at MSNBC because they've actually found religious leaders to condemn Trump, right? And I'm going, why are you guys so excited about this? Do you know how easy that is? It's not that hard. I mean, we found religious leaders to condemn Obama. This is not a big deal. So, New York, the curfew in New York, that seems like de Blasio can't get his hands around. The protesters are breaking it all over the place. They're breaking it. Because they're not going to adhere to it. Why should they? They get arrested and thrown in jail, and what happens to them? Anybody? That's right. Nothing. Absolutely nothing happens to them. So, what are you worried about? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll hit the phones right after the break. But while we're doing that, while we're at the break, hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen, I take the poll. There's a donation button there because, you know what? We were just talking about GoFundMe. I got to tell you, the social justice platforms, the social warrior platforms, whatever you want to call them, nailing us big time. We're having a hard time getting our message out. We can't get the message out, can't raise money. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Don't go anywhere. One more segment. You can make it through. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. What the heck? 855-732-556. You know, you got to be sitting in my chair. I wish you guys could do that just one time because it's always interesting. I'll leave it at that. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. It's really what I'm looking for. I'm looking for you to be part of our solution. It ain't that hard. It doesn't even require a college degree. It just requires you to be, you know, honest and upfront and that kind of stuff. Anyway, let's go to the phones. If some of you are watching, don't worry about it. It'll get fixed. Anyway, let's see. Scott in Kentucky. Scott, how you doing? You there, Scott?
I'm doing fairly well. How are you, sir?
Good, 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 good. Glad you're listening. Glad you called in.
Hey, well, God bless you in America.
Yeah, yeah, agreed.
Well, in the Commonwealth, and that's what we really call it, you know, farmers are going out of business. Small businesses are going out. And, you know, all I want to say is to do your best, to go to church, and support your small local business owners.
Amen.
And I think it's a shame that some of these people have put 20, 30 years...
Yep.
At $2 to $3, $5 a month back. And then, you know, a bunch of punks. you know, want to try to make a statement about what? I mean, that they're
punks? Don't have a statement. They're you're exactly right. They're cowards and they're punks. When you lord over an old Asian woman, okay,
right,
and you're beating up the six or seven or eight of you beating up on one person, that doesn't make you tough. It proves you're
tough. No, that makes you big and proud.
Big proud.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Hey. When you're in jail sitting in the corner, perhaps you might not exactly, jump up and down. So anyway,
all right,
I feel for these people.
I do too. I too. My heart goes out to them. They don't deserve this. And you too, bro. Thanks for listening.
Bye, Alpha. It's been an honor to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. God bless. Be safe. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Okay, look. I grabbed this video off of Twitter, all right? And it's a little over 2 minutes. Some people don't like the long videos. I love the long videos. I want you to hear the emotion in this woman. But the beauty is, get past the little nuances of what she's saying, okay? And listen to the actual words. She's heartbroken. She's heartbroken at what she sees them doing to her neighborhood. I wish more of hers, whatever the proper terminology is, sorry, would speak up. And the reason I do is because she's right on. She has hit this right on. Seriously. Anyway, there, let's see if I can do this. Take a listen, I think. Okay.
At the checkout, but this nigga just out.
I'm sorry.
Oh, not just me, but five other black females, and y'all sitting up here really pretending like y'all did this shit over black lives. A black man who looks like me, who should be out there protecting me, just pulled a gun out on me and five other sisters. So y'all tell me, keep lying to yourself, talking about this was about black lives. Just pulled a gun out on me because I'm out here trying to clean up. To clean up what's mine.
Black woman in her neighborhood cleaning up the mess with a bunch of her sisters. Okay? And I apologize for the N-word. You know? These are emotions running crazy. But think about this. If this is truly about a black man who was done wrong, this is not the way to do it. You're turning your own community against you. And I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it until they take me off the air. I do not believe that the majority of these people causing these problems are black people from those communities. They've been brought in. There's no other way around it. People do not organize that quickly.
Y'all so pro-black that y'all anti-black. Ain't nobody going to say nothing about that, right? That's what I worry about. When the police came here, they didn't pull out no gun on me. But my brother did. Just pulled out a gun on us. Because we're trying to stop people from coming in the parking lot. We're trying to stop people from coming in the parking lot and creating more guns.
Now look, see, she's not looking for attention. So don't start your stuff with me. This woman is not looking for attention. She is heartbroken that she's watching this stuff happen in her community. I would be the same way. I grew up in a little hardcore Italian community. And if a bunch of those boneheads got together and decided that the only way they could win is by being violent, I got news for you. There would be a bunch of those guys they'd find in the sewer somewhere in pieces. She was trying to make her community, these people, black, white, Asian, whatever, in these communities, they're prideful of what they've done. They're prideful in cleaning up their communities. It is a big deal when you take a community that's been run down, beaten down, and you start building up stores, and people get in there into those communities, and they try to do the right thing. And then a bunch of people who don't care for all the wrong reasons They come in and they rip the place up. I do not blame her. Yeah, let's. She deserves to be heard.
And this man just pulled a gun out on me and five other females. So now I'm in my car and I'm finna go home because at the end of the day I feel hopeless and there's nothing that I can do. I'm picking up garbage.
Did you see? Did you hear what she said? She said she feels hopeless because Donald Trump is president and he's such a racist and all these white folks hate her. No, she said she feels hopeless because a black man in a black community, one of her brothers, pulled a gun on her. Because all she was trying to do was clean up the neighborhood. Wouldn't you feel hopeless too? Come on, think this through. I don't pretend to have the answers because I don't have them. No way. I have quite a few black friends. They have different viewpoints on how to fix this. Not crazy different, but different viewpoints on how to fix it. Now you have to look at this and you have to say to yourself, when somebody like this in the neighborhood with her own people now feels helpless, how do you fix that? How do you help her? I don't know. I have no clue. I'm being honest with you. But again, as I said before, she deserves to be listened to. She, the woman, deserves to be heard.
And here goes some old black folks throwing some shit on the ground. Coming in the store, taking stuff, and not helping, not asking who needs something. Put the gun out on me like I'm trash. You're supposed to be out here protecting us. That's what y'all supposed to be doing, but you pulled a gun out on me. You pulled a gun out on me. That's what you did. You stood there. And you pulled the gun out, and y'all out here worried about these police officers. Everybody is against us, including us. Out here trying to help. And put a gun out on me. Like I'm nobody. Put a gun out on me. Like I'm nobody. Because I'm out here trying to clean up what's mine. I swear to God, I love y'all, but y'all so wrong. And ain't nobody gonna talk about it. We gonna keep crying about these police officers and then turn around and kill each other. He put the gun out on me. And other sisters. Because all.
Did you hear what she said? The police officer didn't pull a gun on her. Her quote-unquote brother pulled a gun on her. Police officer had nothing to do with it. Right? And she said it. And we're out here killing each other. What kind of sense does that make? Right? She's right. She's 100% right on. And again, how do you fight it? How can you fight it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you do spend with us. Really? Honestly? You know, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can sign up for the email blasts. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there. But you can sign up for the email blast. You can, hit me up for text alerts. Text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And or sign up for the news. Again, sign up for the newsletter. It's a way for you to find out who's coming on, what we're doing, and what we're going to be talking about. That would be so terrible, wouldn't it? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe. There's a lot of idiots out there.